And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
All right, a few public service announcements before we wrap things up for this week's Inside Central Oregon. Have you ever considered what lives at the top of the forest? Attend Life in the Forest Canopy at McMinniman's in downtown Bend on Monday, tomorrow, and hear from Dr. Hannah Prather from Reed College about the forest canopy. The event is free with RSVP, and there's more information at highdesertmuseum.org/events. Bend Farmers Market runs every Wednesday from 11 to 3 through October 8th, which means this next one is the last one for the season. It's in Brooks Street Alley, just off Drake Park in downtown Bend. The Bend Farmers Market is a true farmers market dedicated to supporting the viability of local farmers, ranchers, and food producers who offer fresh local produce, protein, and farm products to the people of Central Oregon. Come support the local vendors and farmers. There's more information at bendfarmersmarket.com. OSU Cascades and the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs hosting a First Peoples celebration next Saturday at the campus off of Chandler Avenue in Bend. Activities include a showcase of traditional regalia, native dancing, representatives from the museum at Warm Springs, and so much more. The event is free, but Native American food will be available for purchase by the Twisted Teepee. For more information, visit osucascades.edu/first-peoples. The Haunted Masquerade, a Cork and Barrel event to benefit Kids Center, is occurring on Saturday, October 11th at the Hanai Center in Bend. Enjoy drinks, food, and contests. You want more information about this one? We've got everything you need to know about the Haunted Masquerade from Cork and Barrel at mycentraloregon.com. Join the Central Oregon Walk to End Alzheimer's in Riverbend Park next Sunday, a week from today. This event calls on participants from all ages and abilities to join the fight against the disease. The funds raised by this event go to Alzheimer's care, support, and disease research. For more information and to register, go to alz.org/walk. Youth basketball is growing in Central Oregon, but that means there is more need for game officials. The Central Oregon Basketball Officials Association is hosting a training for new game officials on Monday, October 13th in the Mountain View High School Library. No experience is necessary. If you want more information, contact Nathaniel Collins at ncollins.arbiter@gmail.com. That's ARBITER. Think Wild, hosting their second annual Get Wild Chili Cook-Off at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bend on Saturday, November 18th. Compete or just bring your appetite. If you want more information, tickets, or you want to sign up to compete, visit the events page at mycentraloregon.com. The Red, White, and Blue Benefit Fundraiser, that's occurring at VFW Post 4108 in Redmond on Saturday, October 25th. Now, this event will provide much-needed funds for capital improvements for the VFW Post. There's going to be a barbecue dinner, live music, dancing, a silent auction, and raffles. If you want more information, go to the events page on mycentraloregon.com. Lots of events at mycentraloregon.com. Be sure to check that out. Wrapping things up for Inside Central Oregon this week, I'm Dave Clemens. Have a great week.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.